Hi, this is Elise, and this is Wide Open Spaces, a new podcast. I want to open you up to a new world, to your world, to make you look in what is around you and how you can tap into new insights to help yourself feel better, feel more relaxed, less anxious, and just happy. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I have a psychiatric mental health background. I worked in different psychiatric facilities over the years. I'm a graduate of the University of Florida. My profession was a little bit different. I did therapy groups with about 10 to 15 people in outpatient, inpatient, and locked hospital units. What my title is called a therapeutic recreational specialist. I know that kind of sounds a little like recreational therapist. What is that? Well, basically, my job was to work with people who had different issues. Chemical dependency, dual diagnosis, meaning mental health issues and addiction issues. I worked with adolescents and pediatrics. I worked with the elderly in an outpatient and inpatient setting. I worked with women with eating disorders. And I worked with adults who are suffering from different mental illnesses such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and many others. And I worked in that field for many years. And then when I had my second child, I decided to be a stay-at-home mom. And now during this pandemic, I've noticed that part of myself that I kind of put away is coming out again. Not only talking to friends and family members, but my creativity in the recreational therapist mind has been coming out in very interesting ways being in lockdown. And I decided I wanted to share my skills with you. Now, I don't just lecture and just talk at you. I want to talk with you. And I want you to explore yourself and understand yourself more. And that's a hard thing for us to do. And I've always found that when I did do group therapy, it worked best for me if I opened a little of myself and shared a little of myself, because we're all people and we're all equal. And we all go through many of the same things. So that's what I'm gonna do here. Sometimes I'm just gonna talk about an experience that I had or something that I'm going through that I feel a lot of the world might be going through. Because we know that it's really tough right now. And we have a lot of emotions and a lot of things that we're experiencing. It's hard. And some of us aren't that attuned to our emotions and our feelings. And they may come out in just ways that you're surprised, that you might be more angry. You may be more frustrated. You may not be able to sleep at night. You may find you can't sit still, that you have so much energy. You may feel less productive because you're working from home and you're used to working in a professional environment with people and going to lunch and socializing with people. And if you don't work, you also have a daily routine of what you did during your day. And that was your schedule and what you did. And now that's all been taken away for the time being. How do we create our new world and still feel satisfied and still feel productive? Now, as a therapeutic recreational specialist, my main goal was to help people find what would distract them, what would help them cope, but also put a smile on their face. Also to make them feel relieved, lighter, happier. If I was working with someone who had a chemical addiction or a food addiction, when they started to feel the cravings, wanting to use, what could they do to distract themselves? Just for that moment, to focus on something that might create that little spark inside of themselves to not want to go use right at that moment. And it was just that small moment that I would work on them with. because that small moment becomes bigger moments and then becomes being sober. So that's what I would work on when I worked with chemical dependency patients. Now, most of us can relate to anxiety. Most of us have anxiety. Some mild, some medium, some extreme. And it can happen just like that. You don't know why, you just start to feel anxious. So my goal would be, well, what makes you feel that release of anxiety? What would distract you from those obsessive thoughts or focusing on one issue and you just can't move off of it? What would work for you? What's a thought stopper for you? So in the different modalities of mental health and each individual's own perspective, I would work with them. I would use music. I would use art. I would use exercise and sports. Sometimes it was just playing a board game. It was getting you to tap into sometimes that child again, the fun things. What made you smile? We forget as we become adults that we can still do the things that we enjoyed when we were a kid, like playing a board game or coloring. How many of you have seen those adult coloring books that are all over the place? Because coloring is therapeutic. Coloring lowers your blood pressure. Coloring helps you relax. The colors are soothing, or they're powerful, empowering you. And so through recreational therapy, as a therapeutic recreational specialist, this is what I did with the people I worked with. And so now, with the pandemic and being locked in, I feel like I have to utilize those skills on myself because I'm in my house. I have a nice house and I have space, but it feels like it closes in on me. Where can I go next? I feel like I roam around the house from room to room to room, trying to change my scenery, my environment. But every day just starts to feel like the day before. And I try to make a goal each day of doing something different, just to make it a little bit different for myself, so it's not so monotonous. So in this process of being home, and I literally have been in my house since March 13th, couple car rides, that's about it. I've had to really figure out what can I do to cope. I'm now in a situation that I never imagined to be in. How do I cope? What can I do to release this energy that I used to get out on an everyday basis by driving to the store, by going to see people, by talking to people and interacting with people? How do I get rid of my energy? How do I get rid of my frustration? How do I get rid of my anxiety? And this was something I had to internalize, which is what I would like to hopefully happen with our talks, that you can start to internalize and figure out what really makes you tick. What really makes your soul feel lighter? What will help you sleep better at night and feel less anxious? And it's not always an easy task figuring that out. It takes a lot of self-exploration. Some of us really aren't comfortable with self-exploration. And that can be a goal for yourself. How can I start working on focusing on myself? Separate from your work and your professional life and your family and your friends and your bills and all the other responsibilities that you have, how can you focus on you? Because if you're not happy and if you're not comfortable in your own skin, the rest of your world doesn't function to the best of its abilities. And we all want to do the best at what we do. And sometimes we can't because we're feeling all something inside and we don't know what that something inside is. And so hopefully here with my podcast, I want you to look inwards at yourself. And I want to make you think. And these aren't things you ever have to share with somebody, or you can share with somebody. I've been with my personal friends and family on Facebook sharing some of my enlightenment about myself and very surprised at the reactions I've gotten and how I've sparked thoughts in people or made them remember something in the past that put a smile on their face. This is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. And we're all in this weird type of experiment of a pandemic together, but yet very apart. And how do we still feel connected with our world? Because it's very important to feel connected with our world. It's also very easy to withdraw from our world. And so this can be a constant daily fight for some of us. And you've got to fight and pull your head above the water every day, every day. Because we all want to live the best to our abilities. And sometimes we feel not so strong. And sometimes we need to listen to people. And sometimes listening creates that thought, that process, that grows into a bigger thought, that grows into an action within ourselves, within our world. So I'm going to leave you now with this thought. Look around you. Start paying attention. Start making changes. Start spending time with yourself. I challenge you to explore all the wide open spaces in your world. Until next time, thank you.